I'm Tony Maness, and we're going to talk business news for Fresno and the Valley with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Restaurants having a really tough time during the coronavirus. They can lock down, so they're looking for creative ways to continue to serve food. And you have an interesting story about what a local town is doing to help their restaurants.
Yeah, this is really neat. So if you're looking at some normalcy during the pandemic, you know, enjoy a meal, socially distance from others, Hanford has the event for you. It's this past Saturday, or Friday actually, was the second iteration of what this event called Dine Out Downtown, which is put on by Main Street Hanford. It's a group of business owners down there. So what happens is the city shuts the main drag in Hanford down. This is 7th Street. And then they put a bunch of five restaurants in that general street area will serve your food outside, which is per the rules of, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom for restaurants. You could serve outside. Some of the restaurants participating include Zaytuna, which is Mediterranean food, Samurai Sam's, which I'm guessing is Japanese, El Tarasco's Mexican, and Fatty Albert's Pizza Company. So they do this Friday, and they're looking to do it through October. So people generally get started seating about 5:30 p.m. if anybody's interested. It's been sort of a lifeline for businesses in that area. One of them we talked to is Hop Brewing, which is a new brew pub that opened last year. And there's also a number of boutiques in that area that are also opening their doors, and they're actually kind of surprised at the turnout they're getting for these events, so I think it'll only grow. It looks like they're kind of enforcing social distancing, also, you know, asking folks to wear a mask when they're out there, at least going inside stores.
Yeah, we're just looking for any that feels like normal, so I'm not surprised they're getting a great turnout for that in Hanford. Now, this is welcome news for downtown Fresno.
Yeah, if you live or work downtown Fresno, you're following the saga of Valley Food. It's a store that was going to open on the corner of Van Ness and Divisadero. This is in the Lowell neighborhood. So going all the way back to 2018, we first reported that this store was going to be opening. There's not many grocery stores in the downtown area, so this is big news for people, especially, you know, if you live down there. So this store had just a bunch of issues. You know, they're trying to get signage up, but the rules with the city, a lot of red tape when it comes to stuff like that. Then COVID hit, and they had trouble finding inventory to stock their shelves. So we spoke to the general manager last Thursday, and they were stocking the shelves, and mostly all of their personnel are hired. And they're hoping, you know, cross their fingers, they don't want to put a definite date because it's been happening for 2 years, it just keeps getting pushed, but they maybe as soon as next week. So they're going to have dry goods, they're going to have produce, meat, deli, taqueria, customer convenience, you know, you can go pay bills, get a check cash, money orders, bit. They have a permit for beer and wine, and maybe, you know, most importantly, they're creating 13 to 15 new jobs at that store, so... hopefully Valley Food will be open soon. It's been hotly anticipated.
And I know once they do, we'll hear about it first through you and the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard. Hey, have a decent week, buddy.
Same to you, Tony.
All news that is business. You want more info on these all business news here in the Valley. Pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.